朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
亲爱的主
Dear Lord，
在这个寻求和平缺乏平安的时代里，
In this world that lacks peace，
我们感谢赞美你。
We praise you，
因为在我们的信仰里面，
Because in our faith，
因为在主耶稣基督里面，
In our Lord Jesus，
我们可以享受安息。
We can enjoy rest，
我们可以彼此相爱。
We can love one another。
主啊，
Lord，
但愿平安的福音，
May the good news of peace，
临到我们四周，
Come upon us，
临到这个世界，
Come upon this world，
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢赞美主，在大前天，教会正式开始在新堂那边动工。
Praise the Lord that the day before yesterday, we broke ground at our church property.
圣灵常常提醒我，要我提醒大家。
The Holy Spirit has been reminding me to remind all of us.
建造物质的殿，不能够忘记灵性的建造。
As we are building a physical church, we cannot neglect the spiritual building up of ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是为了要盖一个礼拜堂而盖一个礼拜堂。
Brothers and sisters, we are not building a church for building's sake.
我们要这个新堂成为大波士顿福音的一个中心。
We want the new church to be a center for the God's good news in Boston.
我们迫切地求主让新堂成为许多弟兄姊妹被塑造成为圣徒的地方。
We want the new church to be a place where we can be built up as saints.
两个礼拜以前，当我带着这样的祷告在神面前寻求的时候，
2 weeks ago, as I pray before the Lord with such a heart.
主清清楚楚地把罗马书十二章一节二节这两节圣经放在我的心里。
Very clearly, the Lord put these two verses from Romans chapter 12 in my heart.
上一次跟大家只讲第一节，今天早上我希望跟大家一起思想第二节。
Last time I shared with you from verse 1, today I would like to share with you from verse 2.
好吧，我们再一次回到罗马书第十二章第一节和第二节。
Let us turn back to the book of Romans, chapter 12, the first two verses.
在中文圣经非常清楚告诉我们，这两节圣经的主题叫做理所当然的侍奉。
In the Chinese version, it's very clear that the theme for these two verses is the reasonable service.
在英文告诉我们说，这是一个敬拜的属灵的行动。
And in the English version, it tells us that this is an act of worship.
我去比较一下原文希腊文的圣经。
And then as I look into the original Greek Bible,
在这一节的圣经里面，中文的翻译跟希腊文比较接近。
I found that the Chinese translation is closer to the original meaning.
换句话说，这两节圣经提醒我们，一个蒙恩的人应当对侍奉有一个什么样的态度。
In other words, these two verses tells us, as those who have received the mercy of God, how should we view the action of service?
罗马书十二章一节二节，在整本罗马书里面有一个非常重要的承先启后的一个关键。
In chapter 12, this verse is actually a very important verse.
罗马书十二章一节，做一个罗马书一章到十一章整段圣经的一个总结。
It actually is a summarization of all the chapters before.
那么第二节呢？十二章第二节开始，十三章、十六章，最后这五章圣经的一个导言。
And verse 2 is actually a prelude to the rest of the book.
两个礼拜前我讲过，不知道弟兄姊妹记不记得
？I mentioned this last time. I don't know whether you still remember.
在第一章到十一章。保罗试着回答上帝向人类所发出的第一个问题。
The first 11 chapters in the book of Romans is Paul's attempt to answer the first question of God to humans.
在创世纪第三章第九节，上帝向人类发出第一个问题。
In Genesis chapter 3 verse 9, God asked the first question.
亚当，亚当，你在哪里？
Adam, Adam, where art thou?
那么保罗用十一章的篇幅来回答这个问题。
And Paul tried to answer that question through the first 11 chapters.
告诉我们人在上帝的面前应该有的地位是什么。
Telling us what our position is before God.
十二章到十六章。
From chapter 12 to 16,
保罗要回答上帝向人类所发出第二个很重要的问题。
Paul is trying to answer the second question that God posed to man.
创世纪第四章第九节。
In chapter 4, verse 9 of Genesis,
上帝问该隐说，该隐，该隐，你的兄弟在哪里？
God asked Cain, where is your brother?
第一个问题是讲到人跟神的关系。
So the first question deals with our relation with God.
第二个问题是讲到人与人的人际的关系。
The second question deals with our relationship with man.
整本的罗马书就在回答这两个问题。
So the whole book of Romans is an attempt to answer these two questions.
不只是让我们想到我们跟神的关系应该在神的心意里面是什么样子。
It leads us to consider what we should be like in the will of God.
也提醒我们，我们人与人之间的分离、强援，怎么样能够在主的里面把它拿掉。
And a reminder how we can break down the barriers between men.
从第一章到十一章是讲到福音的理论。
So the first 11 chapters is the theory of the gospel.
12章到16章是讲到福音的应用。
And from chapter 12 on is the application.
前面11章讲到真理。
The first 11 chapters talked about the truth.
后面5章讲到生活。
And the last chapters talks about the living.
上两个礼拜我讲完了这篇信息以后。
After I finished preaching this sermon,
有人就告诉我。
Some have remarked to me,
林牧师，你年纪轻轻，现在刚刚过五十岁。
Pastor Lee, you are still very young. You just passed your 50th birthday.
你怎么说在你的墓碑上要写什么字呢？
Why did you mention what your epitaph should read?
你太年轻讲你的墓碑了。
You are too young to talk about your tombstone.
我告诉你，我想了两个礼拜。
I've been thinking about this response for 2 weeks.
我不晓得我是不是应该真的再一次提到说，如果我死了，我要师母在我的墓碑上写什么字。
I don't know whether I should continue to say if I die, what would I like to be written on my tombstone?
我还是要说。
I think I should continue to say.
因为这是我这一生的负担。
Because this is my burden for my life.
因为这是我看到今天在中国教会所需要的。
Because I see this is a great lack in the Chinese church.
其实也是今天全世界教会所需要的。
Or perhaps I should say this is a lack in the world's church.
我要让师母在我的墓碑上写上这样的一句话。
I want Mrs. Lee to write the following words on my tombstone.
我要她写说，这个人一生侍奉的负担就是道成肉身。
I want her to write the words, the burden and service of this man is so that the word become flesh.
94年我们要离开这里。
We're planning to leave this church by 1994.
我盼望我们离开以后。
My hope is after we leave.
弟兄姊妹能够想到一件事情。
You can recall one thing.
你们一想到李牧师李师母。
Whenever you think about us.
就想到他的负担。
You can think about our burden.
他的负担是什么？
And what is his burden?
他的负担是今天我们教会的需要。
And that is what we need today in the church.
道成肉身。
The word become flesh.
第一章到十一章是讲道。
So the first 11 chapters talk about the word.
十二章到十六章，十六章是讲到肉身。
The next 4 chapters talk about how it can become flesh.
罗马书一章，十二章一节二节就是道和肉身中间的那个桥梁。
And the first 2 verses of chapter 12 is the bridge between the two.
十二章第一节上次我们已经讲过。
We have shared this last time.
基督徒侍奉的根基。
What is the foundation of Christian service?
就是神的慈悲。
It is the mercy of God.
基督徒侍奉的根基就是神的慈悲。
The foundation of Christian service is the mercy of God.
弟兄姊妹，请你注意听。
Let us try to listen carefully.
一个基督徒因为他不明白神的慈悲和恩典， 因此他在教会没有侍奉，这是正常的事情。
If a Christian does not understand the mercy of God, and so they do not serve in the church in the right attitude, that is actually normal.
原来我再讲一遍哈。
I will try to say it again.
如果一个基督徒他因为不明白神的慈悲和恩典，因此他在教会里面做客，他没有侍奉，这是一个正常的现象。
It is actually a normal consequence for a Christian not to serve in the church if they do not understand the mercy of God.
如果我们不认识神的慈悲和恩典，
if we do not understand the mercy and grace of God,
我们常常会觉得我这样的身份的人在教会里面来侍奉，有一点不合我的身份吧。
Then you may feel that this is not a proper way for me to perform in the church.
所以今天如果在教会里面你没有一份的侍奉，但是你是基督徒。
So if you do not actively serve in this church and yet you are a Christian,
在你不明白神的慈悲和恩典的前提之下，
under the pretext that you do not understand the mercy of God,
你今天没有在教会里面有任何的侍奉，这是正常的事情。
And you do not serve in the church, this is actually normal.
请注意听，我们从另外一个角度来看。
But then if you look at it from another angle,
如果一个基督徒在教会里面有侍奉，
if a Christian serves in the church,
但是他不明白神的慈悲和恩典，
yet he does not understand the mercy of God,
是一个很不合宜的事情。
This is unreasonable.
让我再说一遍。
Maybe I should say this again.
我觉得他翻译得很好。第一个呢，如果说他不知道神的慈悲而没有侍奉，这是 reasonable, 这是理所当然的。
It is reasonable for you not to serve if you do not understand the mercy of God.
但是你侍奉而你不明白神的慈悲和恩典，那是 unreasonable.
It is unreasonable if you serve in the church and yet you do not understand the mercy of God.
弟兄姊妹，保罗在这里不是要基督徒要侍奉。
Brothers and sisters, it is not Paul's intent here to ask us to serve.
保罗提醒我们，我们应当带着什么样的态度来侍奉。
But Paul is reminding us that when we serve, what kind of attitude should we have?
原来我再说一遍，保罗不是在这里要罗马教会的弟兄姊妹侍奉。
Paul is not trying to ask the church in Rome.To serve God.
他要罗马教会的弟兄姊妹用一个正确的态度来侍奉。
But he wanted the church in Rome to serve with a correct attitude.
为什么呢？
Why?
如果我们今天不明白神的恩典而投入侍奉的话，
If we do not understand the mercy of God and yet we serve,
我们不了解神的恩典，
We do not understand,
我们不了解上帝的慈悲，
We do not comprehend the mercy of God.
我们摆上一点时间，我们捐上一点的金钱。
So when we put forth a little of our time or a little bit of our money,
我们马上就有一种高人一等、不可一世的气焰。
Then we will have this feeling that we are better than others.
尤其我们这些所谓全职的传道人。
Especially for those of us who are full-time ministers.
我常常提醒我的同工。
I remind myself and my coworkers.
如果我们忘记我们站在这样一个根基，站在这样一个恩典的立场，
If we forget that we are standing on the foundation of God's mercy,
我们很容易产生一种自义的现象。
Then it's very easy for us to be self-righteous.
今天有很多很多教会的问题。
Today, many problems in the church today.
出在一种人。
Arise from a certain kind of being.
他在教会多年来，他只是做客。
All through the years, they are just guests at the church.
他来到教会就是等人来伺候他。
They come to be served.
另外一种人。
The second kind of being.
教会的问题产生在他的身上。
They also cause problems.
他一天到晚都在侍奉。
They serve all the time.
那你说李牧师那怎么办？
So, what can we do?
不侍奉你要骂他。
If we do not serve, you think it's a problem.
我侍奉今天又挨骂。
And if I serve, you also think it's a problem.
所以今天坐在这里，每一个人都被李牧师骂。
So you have scolded all of us today.
弟兄姊妹，我不敢骂人。
Brothers and sisters, that is not my intent.
我也不配骂人。
I cannot scold anyone.
但是保罗怎么样提醒我们？我愿意在这里提醒我们每一个人。
But I would like to remind you from Paul's viewpoint.
如果我们这些全职侍奉的人
，But those of us who serve full time，
我们忘记是神的恩典让我们今天可以侍奉的话
，And we forget that it is through the mercy of God that we serve，
我们多么容易成为这个教会发展的拦阻。
So easy for us to be a hindrance for the development of the church.
所以
therefore,
神的慈悲恩典使人去侍奉。
It is God's mercy that allows us to serve.
神的慈悲和恩典使人更谦卑的去侍奉。
It is God's mercy that makes us humble as we serve.
一个明白神的恩典而侍奉的人。
One who understands the mercy of God and serves,
他知道这是恩典，这不是功德。
He knows that this is the mercy of God and not his own deeds.
这是上一次我讲。
That is what I shared last time.
今天我们看第二节。
Let us try to pay attention to verse 2 today.
十二章第一节讲到侍奉的根基。
I've just mentioned that verse 1 mentioned the foundation of Christian
service. 十二章第二节是讲到侍奉的根据。
Second verse talks about the scope of Christian service.
神这个侍奉的根基是什么呢？
What is the foundation of Christian service?
神的慈悲。
God's mercy.
侍奉的根据和蓝图是什么呢？
What is the blueprint or the scope of Christian service?
是神的旨意。
The will of God.
在这两节圣经里面，很明显的保罗提到这两件事情。
So in these two verses, we see Paul mentioning these two things.
第一节讲到神的慈悲。
Verse 1 is God's mercy.
决定一个侍奉的人应该有的态度。
It determines the proper attitude of one
who wants to serve. 第二节讲到神的旨意。
The second verse talks about God's will.
决定一个人侍奉的方向。
Which determines how we should serve.
我们现在盖新的礼拜堂。
As we are about to build our church.
我们需要有蓝图。
We need blueprints.
那个包商啊，他不能够随便篡改我们建筑师所安排的这样的一个计划。
The contractors and the builders cannot just arbitrarily change our plans.
这个包商不能看看这个图。
He cannot look at the blueprint.
他说你们那个礼拜堂盖四方形的。
He said your church is a square building.
太传统了。
That's too traditional.
太单调了。
It's too boring.
太不美观了。
It's not beautiful.
所以他不告诉我们。
So without telling us,
因为美国是一个常常给人 surprise 的地方。
Because America is a country of surprises.
所以要给这个教会一些 surprises.
So this builder wants to give us a surprise.
所以他看见李明哲来，他不让他进去。
So when Brother Li Mingzhe wants to inspect,
看见李牧师来，不让李牧师进去。
He will not allow me to come in.
他说担保盖一个好礼拜堂给你们。
He said I'll guarantee you a very good church.
等到礼拜堂盖好了。
And after it's finished,
他把蒙着我们眼睛的手帕拿掉的时候
，He took off our blindfolds.
他给我们看到一个八角形的礼拜堂
，turned into an octagon.
因为那个不传统
，because this is non-traditional.
那个不，这个很美观
，it is beautiful.
弟兄姊妹，他不管他的用心多好
，we do not really too concerned with his intent.
他不可以这样做。
But if he's unwilling to do,
如果他真的要这样做
，if he really wants to do it,
他一定要跟我们经过商量。
He has to notify.
今天我们在侍奉主也是这样。
And as we serve God,
我们常常以为我们好心。
We thought that, oh, I have a good intention.
我们常常以为我们要帮忙。
I want to help.
所以我们有很多很多宝贵的意见。
So we have all these precious suggestions.
结果我们发现，在侍奉的里面
，and yet in Christian service,
越帮越忙。
The more we help, the more trouble we cause.
所以在十二章第二节提醒我们。
So verse 2 reminds us.
侍奉和神的旨意、神的蓝图有密切的关系。
When we want to serve God, we better know His will.
但是短短的一节圣经。
It seems to be a short verse.
保罗没有告诉我们说神的旨意是什么。
Paul did not tell us what is the will of God.
但是他提醒我们怎么样的人能够明白神的旨意。
But he reminds us what kind of people can understand the will of God.
罗马书十二章第二节
，verse 2 here，
不是讲神的旨意
，it does not talk about the will of God.
是讲怎么样能够明白神的旨意
，it talks about how we can understand the will of God.
从我做学生工作一直到过去十四年做教会牧会的工作
，since I started with student ministry and I have served in the church，
我常常发现弟兄姊妹会发出这样的问题。
I find that very often we have this question.
我怎么样能够明白神的旨意？
How can I understand the will of God?
我大学毕业，我应该选什么样的路？
I'm going to graduate from college. What should I do?
前面有四个都很标准的男生，我应该选哪一个？
There are four very handsome young men before me. Whom should I choose?
或者前面有三个很标准的女性，我应该跟谁厮守终身？
Or there are three beautiful young ladies before me. Whom should I choose?
神的旨意。
What is the will of God?
弟兄姊妹，我们常常说，我们要明白神的旨意。
Very often we say we need to understand the will of God.
但是保罗在这里提醒我们，怎么样可以明白神的旨意。
And here Paul is reminding us how we can understand.
请我们看第二十二章第二节。
Let's now pay attention to verse 2.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。请大家特别注意英文的翻译。
Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
Then you'll be able. 然后你就知道明白神的旨意。
Here the English says it very clearly. Then you'll be able to understand the will of God.
那个 then 这个字呢，就给我们看见因果条件的关系。
So we see the cause and effect.
前面你满足了那个条件 then 你可以明白神的旨意。
If we conform to the cause before, then we can understand the will of God.
这条件是两个。
There are two conditions here.
保罗在这里一个提到消极的，一个提到积极的。
We can look at it as a negative aspect and a positive aspect.
第一个说不要怎么样怎么样。
First it says, do not so and so.
第二个说只要怎么样怎么样。
But be so and so.
这很明显保罗给我们看到明白神的旨意的二部曲。
So here Paul is showing us how we can understand the will of God in two steps.
消极的是什么呢？
What is the negative
aspect? 如果从刚才 NIV 的翻译，我们可以这样把它翻过来。
From the New International Version, we could say,
请注意哈，跟中文有一点不一样。英文是这样翻译：不要再被这个世界的模式所同化。
In the NIV, it says, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world."
中文说世界，英文说 the pattern of the world， 世界的模式。
In the Chinese version, it only mentions the world, but in the English, it says.The pattern of this world.
这两节圣经翻译的最出名的可能是 J.B. Phillips 所翻译的。
Perhaps the most famous translation of this verse is J.B. Phillips' translation.
我把他的翻译用英文 读出来。
I will read his translation for you in English.
Don't let the world around you squeeze you into its own mold, but let God remold you.Remold your mind from within so that you may prove in practice that the plan of God for you is good, meet all his demands, and move towards the goal of the maturity. 对他的翻译虽然很意义 paraphrase.
Although J.B. Phillips is a paraphrase of the verse,
但是他翻译的却把这一节圣经更深的含义告诉我们。
But he has given us the deeper meaning of this verse.
不要落在这个 mold 里面，要 remold 你的 mind.
Do not be molded according to the pattern of this world, but be remolded in our mind.
The pattern of this world, 这个世界的模式与上帝的模式是相违背。
The pattern of this world is in opposition to the pattern of God.
相反对立的。
Alternatively,
我们知道摩西带着以色列人要建会幕的时候
When we think back on how Moses led the Israelites to build the tabernacle,
在出埃及记二十五章、二十六章、二十七章
in chapters 25 to 27 of Exodus,
几次提到摩西建造会幕和会幕里面的物件的时候
when it mentioned how Moses set the tabernacle and the utensils in it, how it should be built,
他说了一句话。
He keep on mentioning a phrase.
他说我要照着山上的样式来造。那个样式的 NIV 就是翻译成 pattern.
So Moses keep on saying, I have to build this according to the pattern that I've seen on the mount.
所以神的 pattern 和世界的 pattern 是相对而且是相反。
So the pattern of God and the pattern of the world is standing in opposition.
摩西怎么知道那个山上神的模式呢？
How was Moses led to understand the pattern on the mountain?
弟兄姊妹，他花了40天的时间回到西乃山上去。
You recall he spent 40 days and nights on the Mount Sinai.
40昼夜他跟神是面对面交通。
For 40 days and nights, he spoke face to face with God.
他从神那里得到了全套建造会幕的那些资料。
He received all the details from God about the pattern of the tabernacle.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。